throughout most of Florida's history, its proportion of foreign-born was about one-third of the national average.
Historian Ray Arsenault.
Until the Second World War, it was a very native-born, homogeneous-looking place. It's no longer that. Today, it is approximately twice the national average. So we really have become the heart of the beast when it comes to multiculturalism.
These people are almost more concerned with what's going on in the country where they came.
Joanne Peart of Floridians for Immigration Control.
Than they are with assimilating into this country. They're keeping their language, their culture.
What does it mean to save the American culture?
Rick Altman.
There's a problem with chickens in Dade County. They're being brought in for religious sacrifices. I don't think this is anything that essentially benefits the United States to bring in people that are involved with animal sacrifice.
The first generation of immigrants have always wanted to cling to their ancestral cultures.
Anthropologist Christine Ho.
In subsequent generations, that hunger and that need diminishes.
The vast majority of the Greeks are Greek once a year.
Larry Ojack.
During the festival.
The Kaiocho Festival was created by a group of Yucas.
Max Castro.
Young, well, they were young then. Urban Cuban Americans. Now I think of Malangas, middle-aged Latin and anguished. But in any case, they wanted to bring sort of the Anglos into have a very orderly, organized thing. Well, it's still relatively orderly and organized, but the festival has become more of a popular event.
The children of Caribbean immigrants are certainly already partly Americanized even before they come. Point Cumano is a village between the American naval base in Trinidad and the capital city. The rum symbolizes Trinidad and the Coca-Cola symbolizes America. Now, he didn't actually use the word prostitution, but what do you think the mother and daughter are doing working for the Yankee dollar?
Girls all dance and smile. Help those just celebrate his leave. Make every day like New Year's Eve.
They march with Cuban flags. The Haitians march with Haitian flags. The Mexicans march with Mexican flags. Well, we're supposed to be under the United States flag.
There is some concern about the political situation back home, and I think that's prevalent with most immigrant groups, including the Irish, including the English.
Many of these people come from third world countries that are, for all intents and purposes, totalitarian dictatorships. These people have no history of participatory democracy. All they understand is graft and corruption. So how can they fully appreciate the political system that's been handed down to us for the last two centuries?
Immigrants, in many cases, have a pent-up desire to express and participate.
Democracy was born in Greece, after all. This idea that one man has one vote goes back, they say, to the Greek agora, where everybody met all the citizens.
There's a lot of interest in becoming a citizen and in participating. It's not just to maintain your welfare benefits.
Max Castro.
And I think that is a shot in the arm for democracy.
I think we should let people in that essentially maintain America at the certain levels that it's at right now. Because what's happening is the basic racial makeup of the country is being changed.
Florida will continue to be an example in the mosaic instead of the melting pot because there really is no example of the melting pot.
Anthropologist Susan Greenbaum.
Florida is more diverse than most states, and I think in many ways it lends itself towards the retention of traditional cultures more than other places.